The trailers targeted by the Menominee were uninhabitable, according to the tribe's solid waste and recycling coordinator. As part of her job, Tracy Van Wright swings a sledgehammer, separating recyclables from other materials that will go to the landfill.
And they were, like, located right up by the highway, and kids were going in there and partying and vandalizing, and wild cats living in them, and that type of thing.
Van Wright says some trailers were in residential areas where young children live. She says they were filled with mold and broken glass. The tribe is defraying disposal costs with $7,000 from a charitable arm of the Wisconsin Manufactured Housing Association. It's part of a DNR-backed effort to dispose of unused mobile homes. Before the recycling program, the tribe hauled old trailers to landfills at a cost of nearly $4,000 each. She says the recycling project is part of the Menominee's efforts to restore tribal land.
Back in the day, there was no garbage. There was no refuse that we produced. We used everything. And, you know, with the European influence, then we started, you know, producing more garbage and switching, you know, to things that didn't disintegrate and biodegrade and go back to the earth. So we're doing a lot to, you know, get back into the cultural aspect of respect the land and take care of it for the next seven generations type of thing.
Between 20 and 40% of each trailer is recyclable. Wright says the tribe is also using an EPA grant to clean up old illegal dump sites on the reservation. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.